Jimmy Kimmel and his super far left fans are taking a victory lap after Disney, predictably, has failed to fire him following weeks of grotesque death jokes about conservatives. But what if I told you the rating celebration is completely, totally fake? What if I had the data to prove it? Well, how about a Friday video that once again shakes the legacy media and Disney, and dare I say Jimmy, to its core?
She was shooting me to let me know the president gave me another shout out today.
Donald Trump wants you fired again.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Pro Channel, where we continue to dose up a heaping helping of fun, explaining Hollyweird and telling you how the sausage is done behind the scenes in entertainment. Did you all enjoy the video this morning with the critical drinker on the show? Did you enjoy that? I had such a good time. He did as well. Hope you do, and go check it out if you want to. But right now, it's Jimmy Kimmel time, and Disney's not having a fun time with this guy, even though, according to the Daily Beast, Jimmy Kimmel embarrasses El Trumpo with ratings flex. It's unparalleled. Oh, boy. Get ready. Unparalleled video on the way. This is all fake. Every bit of it is fake. And I'm going to expose it. I'm going to give you the data, and you'll know it. I promise. By the end of the video, don't go anywhere. Click the like button. Here we go. Cameron Adams says the talk show host thanked his partners in Washington. Of course, this is about Jimmy Kimmel coming out and shocking Disney executives, doubling down, tripling down in front of ad partners at a big show that was intended to drive up those revenues from people who want to buy commercials for the Super Bowl and for ABC, etc. And Jimmy Kimmel came out and just embarrassed the Disney execs. But the Daily Beast, of course, is recording this, covering this a different way. It says, Jimmy Kimmel, 58, addressed his ongoing battles with Trump, 79, at the Disney upfronts in New York on Tuesday. We needed their ages here. According to Variety, the annual industry event sees Disney showcase its upcoming content across ABC and streaming platforms such as Hulu and ESPN to advertisers and media. But folks, there is no doubt about it. This year, it was all about Super Bowl ads. And Jimmy did a job, because guess what? Following this, Disney is getting $1 million less per ad than they were expecting. Okay, so mission not accomplished. Not accomplished. He says, I've been through so much bull cuss this year. It actually made me appreciate the bull cuss. Now, I've talked about this. We did this. We already did a video. But it's the coverage of this you got to see. If we go down here, okay, go. It says, referencing the iconic talk show icon who averaged around 9 million viewers at his peak, Kimmel noted, with that said, if Johnny Carson woke up one day with my ratings, he had gone straight into the sink and took all the Drano. It says, Kimmel's first show back after the brief suspension drew 6.3 million viewers, making it the show's highest performing regularly scheduled episode in over a decade. A typical episode, pay attention to this, attracts 1.6 million viewers. Everybody with me on this? Jimmy Kimmel, after saying vile things about Charlie Kirk, came back. People tuned in to see if he would apologize. He got 6.3 million viewers. They don't describe it that way, of course, but that's the truth. His typical episodes get 1.6 million. And Jimmy Kimmel is bragging because his ratings are up, he says. They're up from the 1.6 million. And he's flexing, right? He's flexing with amazing ratings. How bad is it? Well, let me show you what Jimmy Kimmel is up to in terms of how he acts on air to get those supposed ratings going up. And can you tell yet by the tone of my voice that the ratings aren't actually up? Would you like to see that? Hang tight. We'll go there first. Here's what you can expect from Jimmy on Disney. This is a Disney man every single night.
I'm glad. You know what? I'm glad I'm here. It's not something I take for granted anymore. Please relax. You know, this morning when I woke up, to my wife shooting video of me with her phone. I went, what's going on? But it turns out she was shooting me to let me know the president gave me another shout out today.
Donald Trump wants you fired again.
I haven't even been fired once. How can I be fired again?
He posted again. He's calling for you to be fired because you're unfunny and you're low rated.
Well, those are good reasons.
Let's get out of bed and deal with this. Mm.
By the way, his wife is the producer of his show, and she's got TDS like crazy. Now, remember the number that we said, okay? And I know, I got to get away from that. What was the number? Let's go back down again. The number was, ladies and gentlemen, what did they say here? 1.6 million views. A typical episode of Jimmy Kimmel attracts around 1.6 million viewers. Okay? Can't imagine why, with him in bed like that. That riveting TV, eh? All right, if we go to, here's the brag he's got from Late Nighter. Here are final Late Night ratings for Q1 of 2026. And again, people have been tuning in because Kimmel's been saying things that should get him fired. So people are tuning in for that. However, that said, Colbert still is in the lead. And these are abysmal numbers, but I'm going to read them to you. Colbert is averaging 2.7 million viewers in his final, like, goodbye. His final goodbye, he's getting 2.7. Wait till I tell you how many viewers Carson was getting in his final goodbye. But Colbert's getting 2.7. Jimmy Kimmel is following that up in 2.53. And of course, Gutfeld, which they always put down here, is beating them all on a cable news channel. Gutfeld gets 3.3 million views. Jimmy Kimmel, though, in Q1, up 6%. Yay him. 2.5 million viewers. Now, so maybe he should be celebrating, right? Maybe he should be bragging. Well, I told you at the beginning of this video that this is all fake, and now I'm going to prove it to you. We're going to go in the Wayback Machine here. October 16th, 2017, 9 years ago, from Carson to Kimmel, the collapse of the late night empire by Rich Lowry, out of the New York Post. Okay? Here we go. Hang tight with me. You're going to appreciate what we're up to here. If we scroll down, no, we don't get it about. Here we go. It says, again, remember, 9 years ago, it says, it is important to note that these shows are competing for numbers that once would have been considered catastrophic. 9 years ago. Catastrophic 9 years ago. Carson could pull in 9 million viewers, Johnny Carson, when one of his shows popped. He averaged 19 million viewers a night his final week on air in 1992. 9 years ago, though, Stephen Colbert, says, is winning the late night race with 3 million viewers. That's better than MSNBC's Rachel Maddow, but not by much. This means that all it takes to become a giant of late-night TV is winning over a Maddow-like audience. That's Colbert's strategy, right? What about Jimmy Kimmel? Well, if we go to Jimmy Kimmel from so long ago, and by the way, this article just slams Jimmy Kimmel, and it should, 9 years ago, because we all knew what he was up to, and he did just what he wanted to do, right? What if we go back to 2013, even more, and let me give you the Kimmel numbers. You ready for this? Variety in 2013. NBC's Rising Leno dominates Kimmel and Letterman. Okay. What were the numbers? It says in Nielsen numbers for the second quarter of this year, back in 2013, NBC's Tonight Show with Jay Leno was easily the top-rated hour in late night. Jimmy Kimmel back then ranked second. Of course, today he ranks third, right? What are the numbers, though? Give us the numbers. Here are the numbers. You ready? This is so shocking. In total viewers, Leno had 3.575 million viewers. Gutfeld numbers today, right? But Leno was going up against Letterman and Kimmel. That's major competition. Letterman had 2.7. You can round that up to 2.8 million. And Kimmel had, are you ready for it, folks? In 2013, against Leno and Letterman, far more significant competition than he has today, Kimmel had essentially 2.5 million, 2.49 million. So let's just call it 2.5, right? What does he have today, folks? ABC's Jimmy Kimmel followed with 2.5 million viewers. What did he have back in 2013? He had 2.49 million viewers. It's the same number. It's the same number, ladies and gentlemen. It has not changed. Jimmy Kimmel created an MSNBC, MS Now style show that is not about being funny. Not one whit. It's about nonstop attacking conservatives. It's a political show. It's not funny. It's not intended to be. It just pokes the bear. And it's been getting the same ratings for more than a decade. And yet, today, we're being told, of course, because he knows no other choice. He knows no other option. He's flexing on Trump with unparalleled ratings. He's had the same ratings. He's had the same bad ratings. He's had the same third place ratings for more than 10 years. But you see, there's actually something worse. And I'll finish with this. You see, folks, he may have the same ratings, but the reason that he's grading on Disney executives and the reason they want him out of there, and they got to wait 1 year to do it, but the reason they want him out is because, yes, he has the same numbers of people viewing, but the content he's creating is so much more vitriolic today than it ever was in like 2013. I mean, this man, this is totally different content. Did he develop the MS Now, MSNBC system back then? Sure. But today, he does things that make national headlines for being so awful, terrible. They're so insidious. They're so false in what he does that he makes the headlines all the time over this stuff. So who's watching him? Well, that has changed. He doesn't have a mainstream audience anymore. He has a very far left audience. And what does that do to advertisers? Well, advertisers say, wait. If I'm McDonald's, do I want my Big Mac associated with that? If I'm Nike, do I want to be a part of this? If I'm Home Depot, do I want to come on the commercial right after he says Melania has the glow of an expectant widow? I don't think so. And then that puts Disney in an odd position because Disney's trying to sell ads all throughout the ABC schedule. So then they have to strong arm some of these companies and say, well, you know, we'll give you the 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, we'll give you the 4 o'clock, but you got to go on Kimmel for us. Can you help us out with Kimmel, please? And then these other, these ad partners say, nah, I don't really want to be on during the Kimmel thing, man. And you can't blame them. And it also changes the demographic for who it is that you're advertising to. You're not advertising to a general audience. You're advertising to the Rachel Maddow crowd. Like really, truly, that's who you're going to. And maybe even beyond that now. Jimmy Kimmel has put the Disney company in an awful spot. But I don't feel sorry for Disney. Because honestly, they did this to themselves. They had the chance to get rid of him. They caved to Hollywood pressure. They gave him a one-year contract extension so he would not end at the same time as Stephen Colbert because they didn't want to embarrass anybody or draw the flack of, oh, well, both guys are gone. You're caving to the orange man. But the ultimate punishment now may be that Kimmel, what did he want? More than anything, he wants to be seen as a guy who influences politics. He wants to be seen as a guy who can poke his finger in the eye of the orange man. So he wanted, more than anything, desperately, please, he said, let me be there for the midterms. Please, this is the last time to get to that Trumpster. And now, the polling for the Democrats for November, starting to look like a dumpster. I'm not a political guy, not a political channel, but the redistricting stuff has changed the calculus. The redistricting stuff means that it's now looking likely that Republicans may not only hold on to both the House and Senate, but grow their leads, at least in the House, maybe a +9. And while I'm not political at all, I'm telling you, Jimmy Kimmel is, and he's not going to have a good time if his one-year contract extension is another failure. He thought, he believed, this was in the bag. There was no way that the midterms would go an opposite way than they usually do. Midterms almost always go to, of course, to the opposing party, the party out of power. So Jimmy Kimmel thought he could ride off into the sunset, probably as a martyr thereafter, but also as a guy who got in there and made his name beating down the orange man with the same thing that happens every time. In the midterm, the controlling party loses. The party that controls the presidency loses in the midterms. And this time that may not be. And that's the ultimate lose for Jimmy on his way out the door. But an unparalleled ratings flex? Well, folks, as you've just seen, not true, not true. He's had the same viewership numbers for more than a decade. He's not grown. And worse than that, the audience has changed to the kind of group that advertisers don't ever want to be associated with. All right, ladies and gentlemen, did we achieve the goal? Have you received a PhD level of understanding into what's going on with Jimmy Kimmel and Disney? Let me know down in the comments below. Like, share, subscribe. And folks, until the next time, we have the honor, the privilege, and the pleasure of spending time together. Keep learning, keep growing, keep having fun. And by golly, this weekend, get out there and make the world a better place.
It's the parent that could. This is one big cultural appropriation, don't you think?
What do you mean? We're just celebrating the Year of Medmut.
There's no thing called the Year of Medmut. There's a dog, but not a Medmut. Where did you get this from? Were you reading Time magazine again?
No, but I just figured that since he's so generous, he deserved to be like Star of the Year. The goat, if you will.
No, no.
We all know goats are hot.
You're just trying to suck up to him to get a membership on our channel, aren't you?
Maybe.
That's so disgusting. I'd say you should be ashamed of yourself, but trying to butter up to him like that... Then again, it is you.
Look, man, butter worked on Jonas.
Putting butter on a second-degree burn isn't a solution. Besides that, there's like another restraining order against you going near anyone in the kitchen. But you know what there isn't a court order for? Subscribing to WDW Pro and bookmarking thatparkplace.com, where John Trent is editor-in-chief, so you can keep ahead of the culture curve and get accurate information, which will also keep you from getting burned by the mainstream media.
So you are saying I did a sick burn.
You're an idiot. Now clean all this up.
Yeah, I'm not cleaning it up.